We continue our studies in Mark's Gospel this evening, reading in chapter 6 and at verse 30. The story of King Herod that we were concerned with last Sunday is, as it were, a parenthesis in the passage, and we resume at verse 30 the account of the disciples and their ministry having been sent forth by Jesus and their return to him to recount all that had taken place. Mark chapter 6 verse 30, "And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." That's the kind of phrase that we might tend to pass by without noticing its significance. For there to be no leisure even to eat must surely bespeak a time of tremendous spiritual awareness and awakening. There were many coming and going, and I think it's fair comment to suggest that the coming and going, the movement of the people, was due in substantial measure to the ministry of the apostles that had been sent out. You'll notice a little further back in verse 14 that it says, King Herod heard of him, and then in parenthesis, for his name was spread abroad. It was a time of unusual spiritual stirring. And they departed into a desert place by ship, privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew Jesus, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Now let me point out, because we'll not be dealing with this later on, the direction of Christ's compassion. It issued in teaching. He was moved with compassion because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. I simply point out that that is not the kind of way that men tend to think today, faced with the needs of men. Teaching the word of the gospel was Christ's answer to their need and the expression of his compassion toward them. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks, by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven, and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.